What's the secret sauce that makes our nutrition and fitness plan so irresistible that students graduate from the six-week class to VIP membership and stay for months or even years? Today's episode is like attending a special school assembly. Three of our top VIPs will spill the beans. They'll not only share the highlights of their journey, but also open up about the challenges they have faced and the strategies they've employed to conquer them. Get ready to be schooled on the value of a long-term wellness commitment. Welcome to the Fat Loss School Podcast. If you've been struggling with extra pounds, especially if you've hit the fabulous 50 mark, then grab a seat because this podcast is your ultimate fat loss classroom. I'm Amy Bryan, a 30-year public school educator and now virtual nutrition and fitness educator. My mission is to show you that losing fat and gaining energy, plus maintaining it long-term, is truly possible even at our age. Think of these few minutes together as a study hall where I share the cheat sheets for fat loss. Grab your notebook because class is officially in session and it's time to rewrite your wellness story. Welcome to Fat Loss School, Dawn Rogers. Please tell us about yourself.
I am 63 years old. I am a mom of three and a grandma of one, and from Clearwater, Florida.
Awesome. And I invited you here today to tell us your favorite aspect of the Faster Way to Fat Loss lifestyle. So what's yours?
Mine is the exercise. I started out not being able to accomplish a lot of the exercises. I had some strength issues and some weaknesses with my arthritis. And as I, you know, kept pushing myself and getting stronger, I was able to do more of the exercises. And now it's my favorite part of Faster Way.
That is awesome. That is a wonderful story to tell. So are you addicted to our trainers or...
Yes. I love all of them. There's not really any of them that I don't like to watch or follow. They're a lot of energy, a lot of fun. They're encouraging.
Do you prefer HIIT days or strength days?
I love strength days, especially leg day.
Do you get bored with the workouts?
No, because they're always different. There's not the same exercise. And if I'm having a day where maybe I'm a little bit sore, I can always go to the iso stretch or the yoga, which I love that you can tailor it towards how you're feeling, especially being an older woman.
That is awesome. And had you ever lifted weights before starting with the Faster Way?
No, not at all.
I had not either.
I didn't even own any weights at all.
I had not either. I was so glad that they teach us as we progress, and we're always prompted with proper form, and they always tell us how many pounds they're lifting. Are you near their pounds?
Not quite their pounds, but I'm getting closer.
Yes, they give us challenges. I also love when they struggle and they let us know they're struggling. That makes me feel normal.
Yes. There's many times when they're doing it and they're grunting and they're sweating and I'm like, good, I'm okay. I'm all right. I'm doing okay.
Me too. So that brings me to the struggle. What do you struggle with and how do you overcome it?
I think sometimes it's getting in enough protein, and I've just learned that I need to stack my proteins and try to get more in my meals. And I try not to always follow their meal plan only because in the normal world, sometimes you can't, you know, you're out in, you know, somewhere where you can't cook. And so then you have to figure out what are the best options. So that's what's great about Faster Way too, is I have learned how to change it up and eat healthy, even though I'm not home.
Yes. I don't want clients to become dependent on the meal plan. I want it to be a resource. And being able to go to a restaurant or go on vacation and know how to fill your plate. That's gold. That is so much freedom in that.
Yes.
So I want to know your favorite day of the week, since we have a weekly cycle for both our nutrition and workouts that are synchronized. What's your favorite day of the week?
It's definitely Saturday leg day, and it's not necessarily for the treat because a lot of times I'm not a sweet person, but I am a crunchy chip person, so I'll switch it out and do the crunchy chip instead of the sweet. But I also love to work my legs and make them stronger because as you get older, you need that strength in your legs to help get you out of a chair, or like I have a boat and to get in and out of the boat, and I love leg day.
I love leg day as well. And it's for the treat as well. Thank you, Dawn, for sharing about your Fasterway experience and letting us inside of what your favorite things are.
Thank you for allowing me to come in and talk to them.
And now I have another guest to share about her Fasterway experience. Sheila, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am from Mississippi. I am 54 and I am a lab tech.
Lab tech, okay. And tell me your favorite aspect of the Faster Way to Fat Loss program.
I really like the community, being in a group. It helps me to be accountable.
I see you cheering on others and them cheering on you. And you've had like one-to-one accountability partners from time to time.
Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, with my first accountability partner, I'm still friends and we still text back and forth.
That is great.
So it's nice to make new friends.
Absolutely. I'm in Alabama, you're in Mississippi, and we have people from all over, including Canada, in our group. It is neat to have that everybody doing the same thing and sharing our struggles, but sharing our wins as well. We're in a challenge right now. How do you like those stars?
The stars have been my favorites. I really look forward to those 4 stars every day.
And you've also won VIP of the month, being the most engaged in our group. Congratulations. That is wonderful to keep us all motivated. Share a struggle that you have had and how you have overcome that struggle.
Well, I still actually struggle with portion control, but because everything is buffets, all you can eat, supersize. So it's very easy to overeat, but it helps if I measure things and that way I know actually how much I'm eating.
And your favorite day in our weekly cycle?
My favorite day is a regular macro day. I love carbs and I do enjoy the low carb days, but I really look forward to the regular macro.
Refueling with those feel good carbs, right?
Right.
Okay, is there anything else you want to share with us?
You are a wonderful coach, and I encourage everybody to look into the Faster Way and look into you and your program.
Thank you so much. All right. Well, that's Sheila's take on Faster Way. Thank you so much for joining me today.
You are so welcome. Thank you for asking.
Now I'm welcoming Carol, who is a VIP and also a Faster Way coach to Fat Loss School. Carol, I want to know, tell us who you are.
Hi, I'm Carol Cooper. I live in the northern suburbs of Atlanta. I'm an Auburn girl, War Eagle.
War Eagle.
And I have been a VIP client for about 1 year and 8 months. I was one of Coach Amy's new clients in a 6-week round, April of 2022. And I have 2 teen sons, a teen daughter. I'm an elementary school teacher by day. And I was at a point where the midlife weight gain was just really getting to me. I exercised regularly and have for years. And it felt like no matter what I did, I was just losing this fight with battle of that bulge in the middle, especially. Definitely out of desperation, I found some information about Faster Way to Fat Loss and checked out Amy's Facebook group and decided this just sounds like it's really sound. I'm going to give it a try and go all in. So I joined Easter weekend of 2022.
Let's see. You are going to share with us your favorite aspect of the Faster Way to Fat Loss. What's your favorite part?
The mindset aspect is the most powerful to me. Definitely the Faster Way has top-notch nutrition and exercise strategies that are put into place. And, you know, they carefully vet all of our coaches. But I feel like the mindset that I learned in little bits and pieces through the, you know, just the daily check-ins with you, or what helped me the most, the one specific piece of that I still repeat to myself all the time is aim for all or something, because if you aim for all or nothing, a lot of times you're going to get nothing because life's not perfect. Staying on that trajectory of always aim for something and look for the progress over the perfection has what's helped me stick with this, and it's bled over into other areas of my life.
Just knowing how to count macros and how to do strength training doesn't make you do it and show up for yourself every day. It takes that mindset shift to do that. It's not about motivation as much as discipline.
Exactly. And, you know, I felt like for years I was chasing, like, I know why I want to do this. I want to be a strong grandmother someday. I want to be able to walk and take care of myself. And the mindset's what helped me get past all the frustration and just take the actions needed to be successful. My biggest struggle, hands down, is getting enough sleep. And that really, it resonated with me when in the 6-week round, one of your posts one day was the little pyramid of what helps with effective fat loss. And the second biggest priority on a pyramid of 5 things was getting adequate sleep. 3 teenagers, actually one just turned 20, but three young people whose circadian rhythms are not wired to winding down at 9:15 at night when I should be going to bed, do make it a challenge because I have to get up early for teaching, and it's a work in progress. I am slowly overcoming it by really 2 things: demanding more help, I should say requesting, requiring more help from the other humans that live in my house as far as cleaning up dinner, doing their own laundry at night so I can get more sleep. And then the other thing is really the mindset shift, progress over perfection. Like, there are some things that would be nice to have done for the next day, but they're not essential. And I have to let those go and fight to get the sleep.
So smart. Now we want to know, what is your favorite day of the week and why?
I like all the days, but I think Wednesday and Saturday would tie for favorites for different reasons. And I think, you know, I do fine with the low carb days because I really like nuts and seeds and avocados and all the things we can have in a plentiful amount on a low carb day. But I am very excited on Wednesday when 40% of our intake comes back to carbs being on the plate.
Me too. I'm right there with you. Best of both worlds.
It is. It is for sure. So love Wednesday for that reason. And I love Saturday because as part of the overall healthy lifestyle, we strategically work a treat into our day Saturday with the leg day workout. I love chocolate. So I look forward to working that into what I'm having every Saturday. So Saturday, if I have to pick one, Saturday, Wednesday's a close second.
Sounds very good. And I am with you all the way. Thank you so much, Carol, for sharing about the Faster Way with me. Well, there you have it. Our workouts, community, and mindset are named as favorite aspects of the Faster Way. I suspect I would get different answers if I had time to ask more VIPs. There's so much to learn and love about the Faster Way to Fat Loss. If you are looking for a healthy lifestyle program with the side effect of fat loss, join me for my next 6-week introductory class. Explore the class and enroll at fasterwaycoach.com/AmyBryan. That's it for this episode. If you've learned something today or enjoyed the lesson, please subscribe for future episodes, share with a friend, and please rate and review it, because that's the way others find this podcast. To connect with me, go to the show notes to see all the ways to connect and grab a freebie while you're there. Until next time, eat smart, move often, and stay well.